Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Science Frolic. Get in the mail is bad letters. Well, we got one good letter, and my mother said she wasn't going to come and visit us. Well, that was a long time ago. Now look at this letter from the landlord, to whomever it may concern. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's a loophole there.
You mean a loophole?
Well, it doesn't concern you. Oh, shut up. To whomever it may concern, because of hardship and great indiscretion of dispensability, we are forced to raise your rent. How do you like that dirty bum? Well, wait a minute. I said hardship. Yeah, I hope the fella's all right. Oh, he's all right. He's fatter than me. Gee, that he must be in bad shape. Will you raise the rent? This place is not even worth what we give them now. Well, what are we going to do? We got to pay the rent, otherwise we would be out on the street. It's pretty cold out there, you know. Raise the rent. Well, Stanley, this is war, and I am the general. And you are nothing but a lowly third-class cop. Now, the general gets the order. Now, wait a minute. How did I get to be a corporal when I was promoted? You weren't promoted. You were demoted. Demoted? What does that mean? Never mind. I'll explain it to you later. Just do as I say. Now lock all the doors and the windows. What for? So the landlord cannot get in here. If he can't get in here, he can't get the rent and he can't raise it. But I don't know. Isn't that sort of against the law that he has to get in? Suppose something is broken. What are we going to do then? You'll have to fix it. But I don't know how to fix it. One time my mother gave me a hammer and I hit my finger. Oh, shut up. Uh-oh. You hear that? Open that door. This is Mr. Johnson, the landlord. I told you, Ollie. I told you you're going to get in trouble. Oh, you. What is it? Did you get my letter? Yes, I got your letter. Well, it'll cost you $5 a month more to live here. We have got $5. He's lucky he's got 5 cents. And he hasn't even got no cents. Will you? Now listen, Mr. Johnson. We can't pay an increase in the rent. We're struggling now. I mean, just look at me. I haven't got enough to eat. Well, that would be a blessing. Now listen. Well, would you be reasonable? Let us go a couple of more months, and then we'll start giving you the $5. Oh, no, you don't. I know your kind. You'll skip out. Well, we're not going to pay it. Now, what are you going to do about it? Not going to pay it, huh? Well, how'd you like to stay in here without electricity? Gas, water, and light. If they don't pay the increase, I'm going to shut them off. You wouldn't dare. He wouldn't dare do that, would he? He wouldn't. He would. You don't scare me. You can't shut off the electricity. Why not? Because your name isn't Edison. It's Johnson. Don't get far, you idiot. Now listen. I'm coming back in a few minutes. And you better have that increase, or else off goes everything. What are we going to do, Ollie? I'm coming back. I'm going to come back and turn off the electricity. I won't be able to get any dinner. I won't be able to eat. I'll waste away to nothing. What about me? You wouldn't waste away if you stayed up for 9 years. Now listen. Now wait a minute. I've got a plan. A general always has to have a plan, and I have a plan. Well, I hope it doesn't involve me because I'm hungry. You're the corporal. Now listen. Here's the order. Open up that window and slide down and go into the deli and get us a bunch of food. Wait, you want me to go down? You want me to open the window and go? I'm not going down there. I got claustrophobia. I'm afraid of heights. Claustrophobia. All right. Yellow belly. Kitty cat, I'll do it. Here, take this rope and tie it around that table. The rope around the table, is it? Now put this other half. Get that around my waist. That's it. All the way around. Come on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Where does your waist end? Oh, shut up. Now, pull it tight. Now, I'm going down and get us a bunch of sandwiches and some delicious chicken soup. And when I come up, we're going to have a great meal. And the landlord won't be able to stop us. Are you ready? Here we go, I told you, Ollie, you wouldn't listen. You're just a little bit too chubby to go down that window. All right, in the sight, probably.
Little chubby.
All right. Oh, how about a big round of applause for Laura Hardy? Got some applause? All right, we got a great show for you tonight. Lorraine, you there?
She's open. Her mic's open.
Oh, I don't know where she went. Anyway, you got to be alert on this show. You got to be ready. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Great show tonight. A Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with a couple of weird songs. And then was on the replay a phone call that I got earlier this week. A very interesting phone call. And, I'm sure that our audience will find it very, very exciting and, you know, and different. All right, different.
Okay.
Louie will
you got
be here.
Sweet Pepper waiting.
Yeah, Louie will be here. And we're going to... Now, have you got the Able News handy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, get the Able... I want to open up the Able News later and see if we can find Louie a date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Able News.
I could always... All
right, in
the
sight...
Go.
Jimmy Dinigan will be here. We have enough time. We'll get Jimmy in here. And Yeah, just a lot of weird stuff, you know. Oh, I've been getting a lot of those phone calls.
You
now they got a new one now.
Uh-oh.
A new phone call. The latest one is this is I'm Mr. So-and-so from the Accident Claim Bureau. Accident Claim Bureau now. See? Now, the thing is, you know, we know that you had an accident 2 years ago and you didn't get your money. So if you give us account information, we will send you money now from accident. So I told one guy, I said, well, I did have an accident, and fortunately, I wasn't hurt too bad, but I could use the money. And he says, well, what happened? I said, well, I was driving down the road, see, and there was a big horse on the road, a beautiful horse. And the horse stopped because, you know, I said, you heard a horse shit, right? The horse stopped because he had to go bad. And a man got out of his car and he says, oh, I have a roll of toilet paper. Would you like? He wanted to give the horse toilet paper? Horse don't need that. I said, no, the horse doesn't need that. But he went all over the road and all the cars were sliding and there was a big pile up, see? And I had to jump off the road because I didn't want to hit the horse. And that was the accident. And then he said, well, you give me now the claim number, and I put for you money from the accident. I said, wait a minute. I said, the only thing is it's all full of horses.
Oh.
I can't read it. I dropped it on the road, and the horse took a shit. Woo! And he hung up on me. But this is a new one, man. A claim now.
Yes, it is.
Telling people they had accidents.
Yes.
All right, in a sight, we got Sweet Pepper Treat on the line, I believe. Hello there.
One second.
Are you there?
Let me get... He's there. I was looking for the Able while I was waiting for you. Hold on, here she is.
So much. You're an engineer.
Yes.
Sweet Pepper.
How do you know? Hey.
Hey. I'm glad you called, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good thing you called because we need you on this show, see. Now.
Thank you, right. Can't do without me.
What?
I said, it's daggone right. You can't do without me.
No, that's right, honey. We can't. We need you.
How you going to have a sweet pepper without me?
Sweet pepper treat. You got a good song for us?
I do. Whenever you're ready.
Line it up. Tell us. Who is it? Anybody
I
know?
It's another Ray Stevens. It's called The Streak. Yeehaw!
Oh, Ray Stevens. Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah. I never met Ray, but he's a good guy.
He is a funny fella.
Yeah.
All right,
here we
ready?
Go. Whenever you're ready, darling.
All right. It's coming.
All right.
Miss Grindy, the lady I told you about from Standards and Practices, you know?
Say what?
The censor, remember? Oh, listen, this man will take care of you. You know what to get. Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over by the tomatoes, and Jerry comes.
running through the pole beds, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midgets. Hit us too late. She's done been in since.
Do you want me to play Sitting Up with the Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to give me a minute. You talk
while I pull it up, okay?
What do you want me to talk about? Okay. Now, imagine years ago, we didn't have to spend all this money on funeral parlors, and your old man would go out, get a bottle, see? He'd come in to the house, he had to bury it, and the old lady had died. They didn't get along. They hated each other anyway. And he said, I'm not going to spend all this money at a funeral. Are you crazy? I'm going out and have me a good time. You know? So he went out and he bought a couple of bottles, came home, and in those days, they put the dead person right in the living room. And he'd come in with the bottle. He was had half a bag on, you know. And he'd come in, and that'd be the old lady be sitting there, like, you know. Come on, I bet she's alive. I thought she was gone for sure. She came back, and no good. And the old man just freaked out because he thought the old lady came back. Those were the good old days, you know. Hey, Pepper, you there? All right. And I wonder how many people went through that. You know, well, a lot of them might have been sad, you know, because they missed the person who died. That's a different thing. But some of them were glad to get rid of them.
Oh, okie dokie. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, doll. Here we go. What's this called again?
Sitting Up with the Dead.
Sitting Up with the Dead. All right. Here we go, Ray Stevens on Inner Sight.
What the devil?
Here we go.
Well, give it a minute. Now it's loaded. It started, but then, I don't know.
Just have 1 second. Muting.
Let me see if it's going to play. I'm going to give it a best shot. It's shutting off right there. I don't know. It's not wanting to play. Go figure.
Just had 1 second.
All right. We'll have to save it for another
time. Okay,
song.
Here we go.
Well, out in the country, we didn't have mortuaries, so it was always customary for the undertaker to do his job and lay your kin out right there at home. Yeah, the church would loan you folding chairs, and you'd have visitation and everything right there, but when the night time come, you'd have to sit up with the dead because it wasn't right to me. When my old arthritic Uncle Fred died, he was 97, so the mortician couldn't straighten him out. They used a logging chain to hold him down, covered that all up with a cape and a gown, and didn't tell nobody in the family, because that's the kind of stuff folks just don't want to know about. Well, we were all sitting there at the 3 in the morning. And then there come up a cloud of thunder, lightning, and storming. Well, that lightning flashed, and that thunder clapped, and that machine ran over the bridge when it snapped. The rail was filled with the floor with a thump, and the bridge just sat right up. And I said, what was the difference for? I don't know about you. No, I ain't said that was a dead no more. No matter what you say or do, they say the dead can't hurt you cause they already left. But what's left, you sure make you hurt yourself. And I ain't said that was a dead no more. Since the dead started setting up to me.
said, I ain't never seen so much jumping and shoving before. And if somebody stepped on the wall, can't steal them. A whale in the space of least. That hound is helping to counter the situation now. Can you let light in flames of that house with black and the sport of a piece? Just as boys make tracks. And I went through that screen door, licking his lip for time. Well, I cut through the cemetery, fell in a hole. It was on the west grave, it was dark and cold. He hit a pound drum, dug it, and he dug it too deep.
Unbeknownst to me, he's still in there asleep. And I'm scratching and jumping, trying to get out of that hole. And he woke up and said, well, come on, yeah, get out of the fire, people. I can see you down here tonight. But at the end, and I ain't said nothing to death before. I don't miss about you. And I ain't said nothing to death before.
It reminds me of that song reminds me of my mother and father. The old man would have had her in the living room if it was permitted at the time. It wasn't going on, man. We didn't go back that far. But they hated each other. But they stayed together for 25 years and four.
My way.
Oh, man, I learned to laugh at it. All right, Sweet Pepper Treat, thank you for that, man. You were cool.
You're welcome, darling.
All right. So don't go too far now. All right.
I ain't going. I'm going to stay right here.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. And, of course, we want to thank all who supported the Day for Milton. And Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York, 631-286-0444. They do catering. They do lunch, dinner. And they got great food. I've eaten it. So check it out. Tom and Michelle in Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, nobody's starved on Long Island. We got, if you need dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. And when they're able to do it, they get you medical for your dog, too. And your dog or cat need any shots, call Gary. 631-484-3085. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Silo, and thank them so much for all their support for the Day for Milton and all that they did. Suffolk Bus Corp. Spoke to them again today. They're going to send the Day for Milton pictures to the newspapers for us. All right,
awesome.
We're going to get some follow-up. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Inner Sight. I want to say hello to all my friends on the chat line and our deepest condolences for Jay, a guy who I didn't know him well, but he passed away, a guy on the chat line. only 61 years old.
That's young.
So deepest condolences to the family and to all connected with Jay. All right, Inner Sight around the world. This is the frolic tonight, the funnies. And we're brought to you by Able News. You got the Able News set up?
Yes, I do.
Ready to go? Let's do some Able.
Okay, you want the commercial? Oh, here it comes.
Able News is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Frolic. And before we reveal this phone call we got, I got to tell you about the day, and it was hilarious. The day that Jimmy Dinikin came to school without pants. He came into school without pants, and he had a belt around his underwear. And Miss Ma, I thought she was going to faint, the poor lady. Jimmy, what happened to your pants?
Oh, yeah, Miss Ma, I had a very bad accident.
What?
Yeah, this morning when I went to the bathroom, I missed the bowl. I pee my pants all over. It was all wet, Miss Ma. That was disgusting, all wet. I took my pants off and I got on the bus.
Jimmy, you can't come to school without pants. What's the matter with you? What is wrong with you?
I don't wear that wet pants. And it made me cold. I was shaking. I was all cold, Miss Ma. It was disgusting.
What are you doing with that belt on?
Well, my underwear. My underwear was a little loose. I put your belt on, Keith. I don't want to.
And then Janie says, Jimmy, you mean you don't have any pants on? You better look out that your wiener doesn't come. Janie, keep still. Your wiener's going to pop out. Janie, sit down and be quiet.
And Miss Ma's trying to figure out what to do. She calls. He calls Kramer, and we're all listening, and what we heard next, we didn't believe.
Mr. Kramer, can I borrow your pants?
Kramer's yelling on the phone.
What? What, Gertie, have you been drinking? What's going on down there?
You know? He came up. From the basement, you know, Kramer, he used to hide in the basement. He came up in the basement, and he immediately saw Jimmy with no pants, with a belt around his underwear. And he said, oh, my God! He said, what are we going to do, Gertie?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know, they called the nurse, and the nurse came in. And she got this big sheet, and she wrapped it around. She took she put the belt around the sheet, and now Dinikin was walking around. He looked like a ghost. He had white hair anyway. He was albino, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking around the school. You know, you had to go to different classes and all that. He's walking around. And next thing you know, the girls are screaming, everybody's yelling, and they want to know who this guy is. They're trying to call him a pervert. Somebody called the police. And poor Jimmy.
I can't help myself with my pants. I can't help it.
And they took him out and called his mother. But that was, I'll never forget that. It was so crazy and hilarious. Ginnigan coming to school without his pants. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. I had a
Louis
very
waiting for you.
What?
I said Louis is waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, well, let him wait. I had a very interesting phone call this week from a very a strange lady, and I managed to record it, and you know, I want to play some of it. Here it is. Hello, this is Inner Sight. Hello, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, is this, what'd you say your name was, Diane? Is this Diane?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing? Now, yeah, you called Inner Sight for some kind of help. What do you need?
Yes.
What kind of help?
I am going to go into child care, and in order to be able to do my child care, I've got to be able to learn CPR. And I've heard you and seen you on the TV show, and I thought you would be the perfect dummy for me to practice on.
Wait a minute. CPR, isn't that where you... Where you got to get on top of somebody and blow in their mouth or something like that?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, and I thought
now
you would
me,
be the perfect
me,
one for me to demonstrate on.
Let me get this straight now. Wait a minute. You want me to allow you to practice CPR on my body so you can get a job? So you can get a job watching children. Is that it?
Yes. Yes, yes. I think that would be great if you'd allow me to practice on you.
Well, I would. Now, I would love to help you, but it's a little unusual, you know. That I mean, I never did anything like this before in my life.
Well, there's always the first time.
What's that?
There's always the first time.
Always the first time, yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Where are we going to carry out this horrendous task?
Do it right here in my living room.
In your living room?
Well, yeah.
You mean you want me to come over there and practice and allow you to practice on me to make sure that the children will be safe? Is that it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, now let me ask you a question. How do I explain this to my girlfriend?
You tell her that it is for a good cause. It's to
cause.
Yes, it's a good cause. So I can watch children.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I want to live to see. I want to live to be a part of the good cause.
Exactly.
Well, I can't tell her now. She's standing too close to the pots and pans. Besides, I don't have to tell her. She already heard it. It's all over the world.
There you go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the weirdest phone call I ever got in my life, and I want to help, believe me. I love kids. You know, they deserve all the protection. We have a thing on the show, go an extra mile for a child, you know. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try to sneak out in the middle of the night. and we can meet someplace, and we'll practice. But don't get carried away now. Oh, by the way, how do I know that I won't catch anything from you?
I've got a case of mouthwash.
You got a case of mouthwash?
Yeah, that way I know my mouth is clean.
Oh, no. Mouthwash.
I'm going to keep.
This is going to be an ongoing thing. With the mouthwash. Well, listen. Thanks for calling, and as I said, I'm going to have to try to do this on the QT, as they say, in the middle of the night.
I'll meet you tonight.
I hope you don't mind practicing in the dark. All right. And that's the phone call.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Miss Diane. All right, in the site around the world, and we got Louie on the line.
Yes, we do.
You got that?
Yes.
You got stable news out?
Yep.
Yeah, see if you can find the personals.
Yeah, I did. I queued it up.
All right.
Well.
All right, Louie the Lift on the line with Inner Sight Live. Hello, Louie, you there?
Hello, Frank Free. I got to hear the Able News about the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna find you the right lady. See?
Okay.
All right. Our engineer is going to read them.
Yep. First one, widowed. 67, seeks simple, playful friend.
Well, that sounds like Louie to me.
Yeah.
Simple, playful
phone
friend.
Number. Yeah. Send phone number, age, and race is unimportant. Doesn't matter what you are.
Well, what do you think of that, Lou?
We're getting it on with the ladies here.
Yeah. 67, that's not too old. I mean, she's still got a few years left, of course. I mean, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know. 67, she's looking for a playful friend. Hey, I got an idea. You can play the conga drum for her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thing to learn.
What you read about the Able News about ladies, flirt, free female, blonde, brunettes, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta call them up, and they tell you what they look like. See. And if you don't like what they look like, you know, you can just hang up the phone. That's all. Hopefully they tell you the truth. I mean, you never know about that, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So that's one possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read the next one.
Okay. Single, white. This is for a male seeking a woman. Well, I could change it around.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Good. Read the next one.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, 81 wants friendship. Male or female. Age unimportant. Being kind, caring, and thoughtful, and with a car. She needs a driver, basically.
Oh, Louie doesn't have a car. Hey, Louie, you don't drive, do you?
Nah, Louie never a driver. I'm a Rosanna Dana.
You don't have to get your father to drive. You have to get the sergeant to drive you over to see her.
There you go.
Yeah. Hope I got the right pretty lady.
There you go.
Yeah. She probably can't walk too good anyway.
That's all right.
She's a little older.
You got to make sure that...
Listen to this. Abel News, this is Louie Rivera for Abel News. Abel News is the number one pamphlet newspaper of about readers. How to flirt with other girls and give them the love drop to aye. And meanwhile, you guys are giving perfume to Connie and Chrissy, and I was getting on with the ladies. And I went to the right bathroom with Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis with the swab. I make you tickle your fancy, right? They say, hey, Willie, what are you doing here? I'm talking to Rosanna Dan. I know he's telling you, he gave me a big wet kissy all over me. I getting it on with me, baby. And this is Rosanna Dana talking to Louie Rivera for Able News paper. And get it on with those ladies.
Hey, Lou. She's 81. You got to look out. You got to look out. She's not bent.
Yeah.
Some of these people are bent, you know.
I'm not getting involved, Frank Carino, not me.
Maybe you can straighten her up. You get a hammer and a chisel, see? Straighten her right
up.
Yeah. All right.
Give me the right lady by the age 50s. I go for that.
Age 50s. Well,
let's
have
do
one
more. Read one more. Got no
single
one
white female, 57. How's that, Lou?
That's fine.
Okay. And she's single, too. Wheelchair user seeks single male for friendship and dating, into fishing, NASCAR, baseball, murder mystery dinners, and comedy clubs. I live in Suffolk County, New York, and I do not drive. Send photo, letter, and phone number.
Hey, Louie, can you put your wheelchair?
No, I'm not in no wheelchair. Yeah, you mind?
can you push
a lady in a wheelchair?
And she cannot get up. She has to take her to the bed.
Come on, Scott. Push it. Come on. Lady, no good. Bob, push me.
Yeah.
You can play the. You know, we need a good song for you to serenade these ladies, you know.
Serenade.
A good song. You got to serenade while you're pushing the wheelchair. You got to sing to her.
Uh-oh.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's the more, you know. You got to sing to her. In the wheelchair. You know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Will? You
want
to push a wheelchair?
I'll push a wheelchair. I'll give you something to drink. What do you want to drink? I got some Kool-Aid. I got some punch. I got high C. Give her some. I put love drops in it.
Uh-oh.
All right. Love drops in the high C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen. What's a good song? What are you going to sing to her? Ladies like when you sing to them, you know, especially when they're old ladies. They like that. Give us a good song. Huh?
Strangers in the night. It's plenty glasses. Water us was love. It's so inviting, we sharing in love. Before the night is true, let me fall in love. La lady did it, having us for sight. La 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 la. Before the night is true, strangers in the night. These poorly people, we were strangers in the night. He's so glad even little did we know. Longer than la 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 la. Ever since that night, la 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 la, ain't turned out so right for strangers in the night. Doobie doobie doo. Doo 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 doo.
Hey Lou, that was
hey,
good.
What'd you say? Strangers in the night, exchanging glasses.
What?
Wait a minute. I can't see. I went blind. I can't see what you look like. You got the wrong glasses on.
Yeah. No puedo olvidar aquella noche. Ahora quemar. El nuevo más tan bello soy yo entre nosotros dos. That's no puedo olvidar.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that wheelchair is going to go a long way.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, guys, happy Puerto Rican Day weekend.
Oh, enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, Lorraine, are you on the line?
Mm.
Lorraine went off. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, she's
hey,
still
thanks
on,
a lot,
on Lou. But she went off.
Okay, have a good weekend. Happy Puerto Rican Day.
You too.
Yeah, you too, man.
Enjoy yourself at the parade.
Puerto Rico.
I'll watch it on TV.
Oh, you will? Okay. Talk to you next Friday or Tuesday, actually, to advertise.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
love you guys.
Love you, Lou. Take care.
Hey, cool. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so Inner Sight, Frolic, and, you know, I heard on the news that the government cannot stop the billions of people that now are making these weird phone calls, you know, these prank phone calls, telemarketers, what do they call them?
Telemarketers or, yeah, they call spam calls, Frank.
Spam calls, yeah.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they have somebody told me, I don't know if it's true, they call them boiler rooms. See? Some guy gets a basement. See? And they first they got to get rid of all the rats. Then they got to clean it up. But they don't clean it that good because, you know, it's a boiler room. So you got to go down there and they give you a, well, you got to have your own phone. They don't give you a phone. You got to have your own phone and you go down there and there's usually some Indian guy in charge. You know,
mm-hmm.
He came over on the boat, you know. they couldn't get him on the plane because he didn't have enough money. They stuck him on a boat, and it took him about 3 weeks to get it. So he comes in there, accident claim. Here is your list. You have accident claim money. You tell them you give money. They were in accident. And the poor girl says, "But how do I know they were in an accident?" You don't ask. You listen. You listen to me. You shut up and you you tell what I tell you.
I stand behind you. See? And I tell you what to say. If you don't say it, I hit you in the back of the head. I hit you in the back of the head. What happened to the last girl who was here? You have to go to the hospital because she never listened. And don't worry. Any of the rats come back, I protect you. How are you going to protect me? I run very fast. Woo! So they set up these boiler rooms, see? And I tell you, there's no air conditioning down there.
Oh, that's
and the summertime, it gets hot as hell down there, and you gotta sit there and you sweat. Your pants start itching, and you get all scratchy. Next thing you know, you got a rash from the dirt in the basement, and they can't stop them because every month they move. They got another basement, see. And you get different Indian guys come over and they use the same boat. Woo! And that's the whole thing, folks. What's going on? When you get a phone call like that, that's where it comes from. A basement
India?
Boiler room from some guys that got off a boat. Well, don't call the police because they're not going to do nothing about it. They can't even find the boat. They're going to find the people. All right, inner sight. By the way, as we always say, a disclaimer, don't try any of this at home. You know, like with the dental. You remember the dental?
Yeah.
Doorknob and the string and you start to pull the tooth out. All right, Inner Sight will be with you Monday, Matt of Glass. Inner Sight, I want to thank everybody for calling in Suzanne and Engineer Sweet Pepper Treat. And all our friends, hope you had some crazy fun. We just get whacked out, you know. Don't believe everything you hear. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. You know, when these scammers call up, I found a new way to get rid of them. I answer the phone, Inner Sight for the disabled, and they get scared. They hang up on me. All right, we'll be with you Monday. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom around the world. Bye-bye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Inner
Sight. Inner, more, sight, inner.
Good night, everybody. Have a good evening.